Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show.
Hey, 90210 fans. It's your girl, your host, Nicolette Gaona. I am back from having a wild, crazy trip in Miami, as you guys know. I turned 21.
Woohoo! Yes. Happy birthday!
Getting a little spicier, you know. As Bing is for doing it, we're doing another episode of 90210, A Tale of Two Parties. Now, this is crazy, because last episode, I'm so sad I missed it, because it was insane, and I have my lovely co-host today. We have Kaori. She is joining us now for 90210.
Kaori.
Sorry.
No problem.
It was so close. A for effort, baby.
Yes, okay, I tried. I'm going to get it, though, okay? And Carmilla.
Yes.
And Roxy, of course.
Again, you say my name, and it's like, man, she's Roxy.
Because I know we're about to battle out on our opinions.
I know. We could barely even hold it in. Wait, while we're on me, can I talk a little bit about iTunes?
Oh, please do. Go right
okay,
ahead.
So if you guys love us, which if you're still watching, we know you do.
Obviously.
We need you to go to our iTunes page. You might already be there listening to it right now. So while you're there, 5-star us and comment. We need those comments to keep the lights on in here. So help us out with that. You can also reach us on YouTube. And while I've got the attention, let me see if I can get my words straight. What I'm trying to say is Happy Mother's Day almost. And you're like, what am I going to get my mom?
Happy Mother's Day.
None of you know what to get your mom. You know where you can get it? You can get it on Amazon because they have everything. Whatever you're getting, perfume, shoes, I don't care. Books, Amazon is where you go. But how do you get to Amazon? You go to AfterBuzzTV.com. You click on the link to Amazon. Once you get there, it doesn't cost you a single extra cent. It only takes you 2 extra seconds. And we actually get some of the proceeds from your purchase. So we know you have been slacking off and haven't gotten your mom a present anyway yet. So, yeah.
Go to Amazon. And while you guys are going to Amazon, I'm about to go in on this episode.
Hey. Okay, let's do it.
But just hold on 2 seconds. Like, last episode, Max? Really?
He's fat.
Random.
How crazy.
He kind of looks cute, though.
Oh, he's
really cute.
Yeah.
Like, he really cleans up.
That
boy really cleans up. And I was just like, I did not understand. Out of all the guys, I honestly thought it was going to be Preston. But then to come to find out, he already got remarried. Like I said last week, he was going to marry whoever he was going to marry to get that money.
Right. Uh-huh. But I still think he is a good guy, maybe. And we have
some
hope.
Not a good guy. He's dumb. I don't like
him. He still might come back for Naomi.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, he need to go. Because if Naomi goes back to him, well, then that's her own fault. So let's get into
that. Don't hate on Naomi. Don't you feel bad for her? She's a little heartbroken.
No, I feel so bad for her because all she wants is love, and I totally understand that. Okay, I was getting
emotional.
Oh, my
God. Hopeless romantic over here. We know.
I hate you guys.
But you love us.
I am a hopeless romantic.
I mean, that's not a bad thing.
Madison, okay. Naomi, of course, is trying to find the worst in Madison, but there was nothing she could find.
This girl pisses me off anyway. I don't care if there's an actual quality about her that we don't know that's bad or skeleton in her closet, whatever it is. She pisses me off.
Why?
And you know those people that's just too perfect. They're too happy and you're too perfect. Who doesn't care that their fiance is hanging out with his ex-girlfriend who's planning the wedding?
Okay.
That's fucked up.
Like, no, it's not. She's cool. I like Madison.
She was not cool when she hit that aquarium and had all that water running.
She was hammered. We all make mistakes when we get hammered.
I am not about to hammer my bat into the aquarium.
She's trying to free sharks.
I am letting no shark free. Okay? Honestly, I'm not trying to get eaten by no shark.
At that moment,
letting that be known right now.
I was like, Madison's going to get eaten by a shark. Goodbye, Madison. I'm stoked on it.
And honestly,
I was pissed.
I hated the conversation that Naomi and Max were having together because, of course, the little girl, Madison, had to come up and interrupt that whole conversation. Like, what was that?
They are getting married.
Yeah, but we don't like
we'll get into predictions
well,
about
let's see
that.
If they walk down the aisle and finish it off.
And exactly. Max was hesitant about it. Finally, he said to Naomi, he's like, I don't know. She's like, it seems like you guys are really happy together and perfect. And he's like, I'm not so sure anymore.
Right. Well, do you guys think that Madison is a good match? What do you think?
I am so pro on Max and Naomi together for some reason, ever since they had the opposites attracts mm-hmm. thing going on. And I just thought they were like the best couple, the best guy for Naomi because, right. you know, she falls into trouble when she's with Austin or even.
Right. You guys are like team feathers over there.
We love feathers.
Yeah, but yours are hotter.
Oh.
Mine are aged.
Not even. They're still flowing.
Sorry.
Thanks.
Everybody's got like, going on.
Why did Roxy do that? Sorry.
We're wearing feather earrings.
Yes, I'm talking about the opinions, so let's keep on going.
All right.
So you don't like Madison and Max together. You like Naomi.
I don't think I like Max with anyone other than Naomi, to be honest.
He just needs to peace out.
Yeah.
You know, because she's so crazy and he's so just lovable.
How did he get so rich?
He is lovable.
And how the hell did he even find love again? Like
so quickly. I don't like that on the show. So everybody's saying I love you so quickly. It's annoying.
Yeah, that is what
I was just saying there's so many quick hookups this season.
You can fall in love really quickly. I mean, doesn't mean you have to drop the L word. We'll
you
get
can
into that.
Think
just
you're
wait,
in love
just
really
wait.
Quickly.
Oh, okay. I do like the fact, though, that Naomi was like, you know, I loved a good guy once, and of course it would have to be Max, because he was the only good guy she loved, because obviously Liam is moving on to other things.
Ugh.
Shall we get into that? The triangle there, Liam, Silver, and Naveed?
I mean, are you ready to take out the gloves and start fighting? Because
why?
It's about to happen.
How do you feel?
I love Liam, and I love Silver together. I think that Naveed is old news, and I want him to go back to Princeton.
Wrong.
I don't understand why he's enrolling in classes at CU when clearly, Silver's going to choose Liam.
And no, I mean, yeah, Silver might not honestly, even choose either of them.
Because
and he does need to go back to Princeton, though.
But exactly, and we see that scene in the jail cell, and she walks in, and she's like, you know what I want? I want children, and I want them now, so which one of you is ready for
whoa.
That, bitch? And I was like, ooh.
Well, honestly, like, why would we not expect that? Silver has been acting like she's been 30 for years.
That's a good idea.
It pisses me off, though, that everybody's in love with her.
I am not surprised that she wants kids
too.
At this age.
Doesn't it bother you? Yes. Everybody's in love with her. I'm like,
She's always like,
girls.
Well, they do kind of say I do look like Silver, so I kind of understand where that
is. I think you look more like Adriana.
Oh, well, either of them.
Okay.
No, I used to have the short hair, so then sometimes it'd be like, oh, you look like Silver.
You still have short hair.
I know, but when it was really short and black.
Wait, we haven't even announced on the show that now you're a big girl.
Oh, I am a big girl. Yeah, we did. I'm 21. Hello.
21.
Where were you?
I'm going to bring champagne.
7 minutes ago.
I mean, clearly I was sleeping then here, so sorry. Did you sing happy birthday? We'll spare you.
Okay. Spare me, please. No, I'm just kidding. I honestly love Silver and Naveed together. I'm definitely with them strong. Liam just needs to move on and try to be a hero to somebody else because, honestly, I'm done with his antics. He just needs to come over here right next to me and just be my hero.
I was glad they at least explained that, though, because at first I was so pro Silver and Liam only, and I was like, why is Naveed being so annoying? Just back off. But then when he said that, he was like, listen, you can beat me in darts, you can beat me in pool, you can beat me in drinking. Mm.
Thank you.
Great, you're a hero to the world, but you're not Silver's hero.
Right.
And that's what I finally felt for him.
Yeah.
And I did understand and feel for him. And I don't think anything's wrong with him. I don't think anything's his fault. I just see Silver more being in love with Liam. And I think that sometimes...
Please, I'm going to gag.
Sometimes just because a guy is a good guy doesn't mean you're supposed... Like, everybody's like, Naveed's the best, Naveed's the best. But if you're not in love with somebody, it's not a good enough reason to be with them because he's the best. You know what I mean?
Okay, Naveed sort of pissed me off this episode because he's like, Liam is to blame for the whole situation when it takes two to tango.
Yes.
Okay, I do agree with you on that.
Yeah.
I don't agree with you, though. Like, honestly.
Of course you don't.
Liam and Silver are not a good match.
I agree with you.
Like, okay, can somebody explain why?
Silver is really chic, and she has her own style, and Naveed really matches with her. Liam is just this bar whore. Like,
are you
I don't
only
like
saying
him.
That because he's gonna be here?
No. No, Naveed has always been my number one, okay? Yes, everyone, Michael Steger is going to be here next week. How excited is everyone? I'm so excited.
Yay. I'm so excited, too.
The only person who won't be here is me. He'll be taking my seat.
Now.
So sorry.
And this will be sad Michael Steger and me next week.
Yes.
Do I look like him?
No.
You're prettier.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, baby.
Yes, you got that, you know, girl look.
So you guys are all standing up for him, and you're all on his side because he's coming in, and you want to suck up
no,
to him.
No, not even, girl. Don't even try to put me in that place because, you know, right now I will go off on you about that.
No, girl.
Fact, thank you. Because I know for a fact that they are a good couple together because Liam really just be trying to, he likes the challenge.
You know who was a good couple?
He likes the challenge.
A good couple was Naveed and Adriana before Adriana turned psycho.
Oh, yeah.
They were a good couple.
They were a good couple, but
then Adriana was like,
but I like Silver and Naveed.
What about Liam and Annie?
Oh, wait, pause. I did actually write down that how awkward that was.
Right.
Totally when they were in the hospital and they both had flowers and then Annie was there like,
what about me?
I know.
What I'm saying? Nobody, that's what I was saying.
They
I feel
really don't care.
Nobody loves Annie anymore except for Caleb, and he doesn't really.
He was hilarious really this episode.
He doesn't know if he should love her, you know?
I don't know if I should love Annie either. I kind of feel him on that.
I love Annie.
I do.
She
grew on me.
Yeah.
I guess she's grown on me, but she's just annoying. Like, I kind of want to flick her.
That's how I feel about Silver, though.
Really?
I'm like, why does she get all these guys drooling on her? And she is, first of all, she's a homewrecker. Like, she destroyed Naveed and Adriana's, you know.
Did she really?
Relationship? She did.
Not really.
They had a lot more in common, and Adriana was in her own tangent. Like, she was all about, like, Hollywood.
Singing.
Like, totally ignoring Naveed. Like, I would have totally left her, too, if I was Naveed.
Yeah, but he should have left her before he started hooking up with Silver. That doesn't make it Silver's fault, although Silver was Adriana's friend. But Silver...
Well, they're all screwing each other
over.
That's what I don't understand. If I was Annie...
Yeah, they're all, like, freaking out.
Wait, if I was Annie and her ex-boyfriend really came in with flowers to give to Silver, which is supposedly her best friend, I'd be like, girl... Like, you are not about to take my
touché,
man, too.
Touché.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
They are way too nice on that show. They are way too nice on that show. Because, honestly,
but then again,
if I was on that show...
Annie did take Liam from Naomi. So she
but
can't
she
really
felt
blame.
Guilty about it. And that's
Right. Well, they at least talked about it. They ended up talking about it. But Silver really just hid it from everybody.
I
and then
feel
all of a sudden
like,
it just comes out at a party. Like,
I feel like we're being easy on Silver a lot of the times because now she has this cancer gene, but that doesn't make any of the other things she's doing right.
Right.
You know
what
I mean?
I agree.
So nobody wants to call her out on all the shit
Silver
she's doing.
Yeah, Silver is being so sketchy, like, with both these dudes.
Well, now she's just being hella sketchy because now she just wants to have a kid. Girl, you don't even support yourself.
She's not even out of college.
Now you're about to have a kid.
Right. I don't know.
I really don't know. Like, you really don't have to rush that fast. I know you have that cancer gene, but girl, you really don't have to rush that
she's not, like, dying tomorrow, excuse me, but no rush with the babies.
Yeah, but there is kind of because they think that her ovaries might be affected by the cancer gene, so...
Not tomorrow.
Not tomorrow, but they say that every day you wait, the more likely it is that you won't be able to have children.
She can always adopt.
Which is why I think she should
there
freeze...
There are other options.
She should freeze her eggs, which is one of the options. Basically, the guy in the hospital said...
How long
said,
they freeze for?
Well, the woman in the hospital said...
Just stick them in your freezer.
No, it's not like that. I know a lot about this, actually. So, the woman in the hospital said...
I see them every day, just, hi,
ovaries. Hi, babies.
The woman in the hospital said, listen, all you have to do is decide what you want, and the good news is, once you know what you want, there are a lot of options. As in, if she wants to have children now, that's an option. I think it's a dumb one, but it's an option. If she wants to have children later, there are a couple things she can do. She can freeze her own eggs, or they asked if she had a boyfriend so that they could mix the sperm and the eggs together, and that later on she could carry her own baby.
I know, I'm so confused. Hold on. So they're going to freeze... the guy's sperm and the girl's egg.
No.
It's going to just chill.
They were going to make Silver's eggs.
No, and then they were going to do the sperm and the eggs together to fertilize it. That's more, you have highly
See, that
higher
is
chance.
Just way too complicated.
Or you can adopt, or you can have a surrogate, or you can not have tips.
I just play it by ear.
But she just has to decide what she wants.
Best way.
And then she can get it. But she still doesn't know what the hell she wants.
I sort of agree with Roxy. I mean, she actually, I know we're saying, oh, she could deal with this later. She can't deal with this later. She actually has to look at these issues because they do affect her at such a young age. Like, she actually can't just wait. And these are things that are very important to her. And I like the way that 90210 sneaks that snort, not sneaks it in there, but like, it's a very important thing. If a young girl that's 21 or 19 years old has to deal with it, they're going to have to make these older, and, like you had said, 30-year-old decisions or whatever.
Right. And
like,
Ronnie, how do you feel she should make?
What should she do?
How do you feel like coming from, like, you know, an older perspective?
Oh, because you're calling me 31?
I'm not calling you that, Ronnie. I'm just saying.
I think she's a little chaotic in the mind. Like, she needs to pick one guy first and then get through everything else. But I, again, have to agree with Roxy. I think the Navid thing is cool. He's the right guy, I guess. I heard you guys talking about that. Mm-hmm. I think Liam is more where she wants to be now.
That's what I'm saying.
And I know all three of you didn't agree with that. I know, but here's the thing.
Yeah,
like,
Ronnie.
I'm next to unknowledgeable about relationships, but my point is that perfect guy that is supposed to be for her, if it's not making it happen for her, then she can't go with him just because he's all the right things
for her. That's what I'm saying. Well, and true. Later on, maybe she can be with him.
So Liam's more the sexual type.
Well, I'm saying
that
Naveed
could be the family man.
Right. So I don't think she should end up with Liam, but right now,
okay,
I think
then
she
have
needs...
fun, girl. Go ahead. Have a good time.
So she shouldn't have babies with him then? Is that
what you're saying? Yeah, no, obviously.
Definitely don't think she should have babies with anybody. She can't take care of herself right now. Like, imagine her with a child.
She has too many problems, and I just can't imagine her having kids right now. Like, that's just one thing. But I know it's about to happen. And I know one of them are about to be married. I know one of them is about to have a kid, and I just really hope it's not her.
Why? Why do you think one of them is about to have a kid?
I don't know. It's just I feel like this was going to happen. Like, someone's going to get married.
We already saw that with Aid, though. I hope not.
Yeah, she already has a kid.
But we don't know. Like, I mean, yeah, we saw
her. Oh, and I loved the Adriana and... Silver little moment when they were walking and talking about Adriana's child. I thought that was a great moment.
Shut down, Ronnie.
Because didn't they have a lot of issues for so many years, and
they
that friendship
really
getting back to this great bond and having to discuss that? I thought that was. I thought Adriana looked really solid.
They had a heart to heart.
Those two have been through crazy times.
I think that Adriana is the most mature girl on the show now, and she's really grown up.
I
and
love
she's
her
kicking
now.
Butt. I
Adriana's
love her
a baller.
I mean, she definitely has her moments. You know,
negative?
Not really negative. Just, you know, her spite moments where she just wants to
freaks
get under
out.
Someone's skin or try to find, like, the manipulative.
Something wrong.
She has that still, but she has grown a lot more from when we did see her at first.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. Do you want to go into iTunes real quick and talk about that, the rating?
Well, I plugged the iTunes.
I know,
but
do it again.
Okay. I will. So,
I want
again,
people to rate.
Right
Hello?
Now, you might already be on iTunes listening to us, and if that's the case, it's wicked easy to do. If not, go on to iTunes. And we need that 5-star for the 90210 and iTunes, any other show you listen to, 5-star comment, that whole deal.
And of course, we're like so super excited about the Twitter people, the 90210 cast and 90210 daily. Like,
I love
legitimately,
you guys.
I know Nicolette likes them because when you weren't here, they were like, "Where's Nicolette?"
They were,
I know.
And I'm back. And I'm never leaving you guys again. I promise.
Anyhow.
You swear.
Thank you to
That's
Twitter.
That's like a bad foreshadowing, like...
What do you mean?
I don't know. If we were in a movie, the music would be like, wah, 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 and then like...
If we were on 90210.
Like, oh, I'm leaving. That's really what it would be.
Speaking of music on the 90210,
yes.
That Wanted song in the background, love it. When Austin... Oh, I'm jumping the gun here with Austin and Prostitute Trick.
Oh my god, Austin.
Yeah.
I totally have a hot for him.
Me too.
Keep going.
Yeah, no, that's their new song, right? The Wanted song?
The Wanted.
The song about the sun.
Chasing the Sun.
Yeah, Chasing the Sun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really cute. I liked that.
And that's what
anyway.
You think about that.
Ivy Diego. You know, I kind of understand what Ivy's going through right now.
She's annoying me.
I really love
it. It's like
her.
The worst storyline.
I mean, that's the worst situation to be in. Like, really loving somebody, and then they really have to just, like, leave. Like,
I have to give my 2 cents on this. I disagree with the
Please
fact that
do.
It's not annoying me. I don't think it's the worst storyline. I'm really into it, especially because I don't think we see a lot of storylines of people being deported or what's going on.
Because that's real. That it's, really does
exactly,
happen.
Exactly. That really does happen.
And it's a really sensitive subject.
In California and all over the place. And I think it's really important that they're incorporating it. What pisses me off is that last week I was talking about how I really see their friendship developing and how it's way too soon for her to be back with somebody in that emotional state. Her husband just passed away a couple weeks ago.
Right.
And now she just told another man that she loves him. That pissed me off.
That's why I'm so frustrated.
So disrespectful
with her.
To her ex.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Just wait. Okay. She didn't see Raj for 4 months. Mind you, okay, he told her that he was done with her. So what is she supposed to
protect
her? She needed to move. Honestly, yes, I do agree with that, that he wanted to protect her, whatever. But she didn't know that until the week he was dying, okay? So mind you, she might have found somebody else who treated her like she wanted to be treated. So that way she did kind of fall in love with him. But at the same time, of course, like Raj, like she was married to him and he died and passed away. Obviously, she's going to have a hard time.
Yep.
But she has him to fall back on. And
I don't think
who
that's
can get
it
her through it. I know I don't think I don't. I agree with you. I don't think it should be like that. But at the same time, I can understand what she's going through.
I absolutely understand why she wants to fill that void. Mm-hmm. I just think the way she's doing it is so incredibly inappropriate. Even though, yes, I think that the Raj situation was not handled well.
It wasn't.
And he had her go and he was trying to protect her. But still, I would have been pissed if I were her and I would have been angry. But we see last week we go from them being in the friend zone and her talking about Raj all the time and missing him and grieving. And this is exactly last week I talked about. I don't want to see her all of a sudden be okay. That's not realistic. Right. That's not how the process works. And now this week, she doesn't once mention Raj. Nobody talks about him. He's not brought up at all. And she's lying with another boy. She's not having second thoughts at all. She's not feeling guilty. Yeah. Nothing. And he says, I love you. And she, so heartfelt, says, I love you back. Like, I was expecting her to be like, it's too soon. I really do like you, but I need to take this slow for me. And that's not what happened, and I was pissed.
That's why I'm so frustrated with that storyline.
Right.
It's
frustrating.
Doesn't Diego say that they can't see each other for like a year?
What?
Now,
and now
though?
She's upset again.
But
then
they had the plan.
Another thing. What?
And they had the plan for him to live in the church.
See, I didn't get that. What has even going on with that?
Like, if you are attacked, if you're attached to a religious, whatever it is, then I guess they can't come in and pull you from the country.
Why? Is that true?
I don't know. I don't think it's true, but that's what they're saying on the show.
Because wouldn't they all just go chill in the church or like synagogue, wherever they
I
want?
I just think
like,
that
they, pile in, peep.
I just think
obviously, like if the people they really don't know who is, you know who, but I obviously they know who he is illegal.
I think what they meant to say was he.
I think what they meant to say. I was trying to explain it. I'm like,
law enforcement's try to stay away from religion because you know between separation and you're just trying not to overstep your boundary with fact and belief. Mm-hmm. So I think that they try to stay away. And I think all he was saying was a good place to hide is a church.
Oh, okay.
Because they're not going to come in and assault him. They're not going to look for him in a church, whatever
it
is.
So he's just going to be chilling at the church.
Right.
Yeah, like on Sister Act when Dolores Van Cartier, when she went to church.
I guess that was
corny. I'm sorry. Back to you, ladies.
No, it's okay, Ronnie. Stay Europeans.
And
we
back
all
to
love
you in the studio.
Back to you.
Yes. So I honestly do feel how Ivy feels.
And I like Diego.
I do like him too.
Diego's cool.
I like him a lot for her. I feel like they have the same passions and they have that same like free spirit.
But doesn't he kind of remind you guys of Raj?
Yes.
Yeah,
like, he does.
I just think that... Not that they actually look alike, but compared to the rest of the guys on the show, like, they're not the, like, macho football-playing guys, not blonde surfer boy. Like,
but that's perfect for her.
I agree, but you can't fill the void of losing your ex-husband with a guy who's similar to him. Like,
that's
and just
true.
Have it come in your life and have everything be perfect again.
But
I just think, like, she's about to be hit with a shit ton of bricks, and she's not ready for it at all.
Mm-hmm. I get that. I understand. I mean, that's just a horrible situation in general.
Of course, of course. So we can't really blame her for what she's doing because, of course, she wants to feel love, and I get that, but I think it's going to come back and not be a great thing and bite her in the butt.
No, I definitely agree with you guys with that. Talking about Ivy, Caleb was the one that sent her in the insane asylum, okay? Which I thought was just really stupid. I'm like, you're really
so
about
dumb.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Like, there was no
pissed.
Reason for that whole situation.
Did I miss something? Was Ivy, like, I mean, she got really mad at Annie. Is it all Annie's fault? She said something like, it's who you associate with.
It wasn't Annie's fault.
Do you, that's what I'm saying. Do you think Ivy is just to be that angry at Annie? Like, Annie just happened to be with Caleb. She can't control what Caleb does,
yeah,
right?
She's
right.
just yeah, blowing totally smoke.
Like, no, I think it is Annie's blaming. Fault because Annie told Caleb to go talk to Ivy. He was like, go talk to Ivy. She could really use to talk to somebody religious right now, whatever. And then Caleb went and did all that.
Yeah, but Annie didn't know that that was going
to
result.
Annie would like send her to asylum.
I don't think Annie is 100% to blame, but I understand why Ivy would make that connection in her
mind.
Well,
let me put myself in Annie's shoes. Yeah, no, don't blame me. Blame the guy that I'm with.
Right.
Wait, are you in the shoes yet?
Yeah, I'm in the shoes.
Are you settled in?
They wouldn't know Caleb without Annie. So that's
put on the heels.
That is the heels. Oh, okay. Well, different? Then I kind of be like, yeah, it is kind of my fault if I'm in the heels. I'm like,
I'm feeling a little classier. Yeah, it's a little bit my
fault. But if I'm in like the sandals, I'm like,
then you're grounded and you know it's the bar's fault.
It's not really my fault. It's
just checking.
Yeah. Rock this.
Anyway,
I just want to sit and pet you.
And then I'll just put like the boring topic, Adriana and Austin. They're just so boring to me. I'm so
the only thing that's not boring about them
is Austin.
Is Austin.
I mean,
well, he's good to look at. That's really all it is.
And he's such a good guy. But what the hell is going on with this thing? And he gets himself arrested just to get this other chick arrested for being prostitute.
I know, right?
Do you guys think Austin and Annie might end up having a thing?
No, never. It wasn't the whole situation to get it off Annie's.
The fire. It all boils back to that fire,
right?
Because why does he keep sticking up for her? And he's like, because I understand what it's like to love something. I don't know if right now Austin's either going to end up with Aide or Annie, but Annie's got this Caleb thing, so I don't think that's going to work.
They just wouldn't be a good couple in general. Like, Annie's just way too, like, good girl, I feel, for him.
What about Austin with Adriana? Like,
I could totally see that.
But when Dixon comes
back.
What
about Austin and Naomi?
That needs to refire. No, but
I love that. I love that.
I love them together.
Yeah, well. Then I thought they were good.
I'm the Max and Naomi. They're all
they wouldn't have brought Max back. They wouldn't have brought Max back just to put her back with Austin. Like,
obviously.
They're obviously going to rekindle or something.
I really do feel like Max and Naomi. I really agree with you on that. Max brought the best Naomi.
And Naomi's like a great girl. She's probably one of my favorite characters. Like,
yeah, she's cool. In the beginning, I was... didn't know, but now
she always knows how to pick herself up. Like, no matter what happens to her, she knows how to get back up.
Yeah, she keeps on trucking.
Either shopping or a cocktail.
Yeah, I guess when you have that much money, it's easy to pick yourself up. I would.
Yeah, I know.
Hit Rodeo Drive.
Exactly. I'm pissed.
A few times a week.
Bad breakup. No big deal.
Yeah.
Guys, soon enough, we'll all be there. I am confident.
I know. Me too. Do you guys have any other opinions about the episode at all?
About this episode?
Yeah.
Hmm. I like that Aide and Austin are going to be working together again, though.
Together.
Well, I wanted to ask about Caleb and what we think about his like alcoholicness right now.
Oh yeah,
you know, he's
up on the bar, raging at the bachelor party. I love him. He is dancing up on the bar, my man.
He's just so confused.
Yes, he's so
confused.
You
love blondes, huh?
Silence.
That's so quiet.
Does anyone?
Austin's blonde, Caleb's a blonde, right? Or they're dirty blonde?
Austin's not a blonde dirty. Because I think
he's like
hot.
A dirty blonde. And he's a dirty blonde.
I don't go for blonde.
I mean,
yeah,
I don't really
blonde.
Have a type.
Oh, okay.
I'm more personality driven.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
But you are such a good girl.
Do you guys,
I like brunettes.
Do you guys think that Dixon's going to be coming back?
He's got to.
He's definitely coming
I'm excited.
Back.
I love Dixon.
I don't get it. Do they have a problem with the actor? Why have they written him off the show for the last couple episodes?
He's probably busy.
Actually, no. Honestly, the reason why he wasn't in any of the episodes is he was sick. He actually caught... it was when they were filming in the Valley, and it's like this certain, like, not disease. It was like
Valley
a cough.
Syndrome?
Yeah, it was a no. It was like a
I don't know.
It was kind of like it's like a scarlet fever in a way. But he was in the hospital actually for the longest time, and he wasn't able to go to filming. He's finally better now, but
Now he's back from tour.
So he was at tour, but that's when he was sick
and lost Adriana in the process.
Yeah,
I was wondering when he was coming back.
Apparently, I think he might be back for the finale, but he did tell me that like the finale is supposed to be like really good.
Yeah. Wait, did you talk to him?
Yeah.
So cool.
One of my best friends talks to his brother. So throughout that whole thing when he was sick and stuff like that, I was like, oh, that's why you weren't in the episodes. He was like, yeah.
AfterBuzz exclusive.
Exclusive right there.
There we go.
He was sick, so that's why he wasn't in those episodes.
I was gonna say, he seems like such a stand-up guy. I don't understand why. Because usually they write somebody off of a few episodes to test out the water, see if the audience.
It was nothing to do with that.
People like
sick,
him.
But now he's better.
Woohoo!
And doesn't he gets a lot of other roles. He was in that movie doing press.
Yeah.
So he might be one of the ones, you know, venturing to bigger things.
No, but
possibly.
He was definitely sick. So poor thing to him. But he's better now. He's better.
We're glad.
Yes, we're really happy. So any more opinions, guys? Should we get to predictions coming back? Let's go to commercial break, and then when we get back.
Oh, yeah.
We have another special announcement. We'll get back to that when we come back from commercial.
Ooh, leave it with a cliffhanger.
Yeah. How we do it.
Hey, everybody. John Comerford here. I've got my Mad Men with me.
Kevin Undergaro.
Phil Svitek.
For all you fans of Mad Men, we're your AfterBuzz TV hosts of Mad Men. Every Sunday right after the show, 9:30, we're breaking down the episode.
And you can also check us out on iTunes and YouTube the following morning.
We're going to get into the imagery, the symbolism, the structure. We give you all the information on Mad Men that the other podcasts out there don't.
Very insightful. You're going to love it. Check us out.
Please. Hello, everybody. We are the LA Complex crew, and we are here with Andre Fuller from the LA Complex, who plays Caldrick King. And you can catch LA Complex every Tuesday night on the CW at 9 o'clock. After that, come to our AfterBuzz TV show, where we do a recap of the LA Complex. We talk about Raquel. We talk about sex tapes. We talk about, you know, relationships. And you can catch us live at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, AfterBuzzTV.com. If you can't catch us live, go ahead and swing over to YouTube the next day. You can rate, you can comment, watch us, iTunes, same thing, download, rate, comment, and we would love to hear your feedback, and we love to support, guys, so please, please, please support us and support the LA Complex. Buzz you later!
Hey guys, this is the AfterBuzz TV crew for The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Woo!
Don't forget to tune in every Monday night at 8 p.m. to see
Adrian Barrow,
Deanna Vaughn,
Susan Hahn,
Giselle Ugardi.
Buzz you later!
AfterBuzz TV, what do you want to buzz about?
Ronnie, what the hell is that? This is new. I mean, I was here yesterday and it wasn't that.
Yeah, Roxy,
hello.
Roxy is
surprise.
Roxy is here 900 hours a week. Yeah, that feels.
What the hell is that?
Did that? I know. I saw your shocking face. That is the new AfterBuzz commercial. So basically, a lot of the hosts that do different shows will be recording.
How can we plug our 90210 yeah. show?
Well, you got to hit up Phil and make one of your own. I think this little crew right here that I'm staring at, you four should definitely make a commercial.
Hello. Yeah, but we're about to go on, not hiatus, but break after finale, next week, yeah. Finale.
I mean, we can still play it.
Yeah, we definitely can. What news did you want to go and buzz about?
TV news.
Woo! I was wondering if you guys saw what Annalyn McCord tweeted, her picture with no makeup on.
Tell us.
She tweeted, "To all my girls and boys who have ever been embarrassed by their skin, I salute you. I'm not perfect, and that is okay with me."
Let me see. Do you
and
have
it's
it?
A photo. Her hair is gorgeous, by the way, but she has no makeup on.
And how does she look?
And I'm trying to make it bigger.
Girl, be real.
I really love her.
Why can't I make it bigger?
She she looks better with makeup on.
I can't make it bigger. How?
Girl, let me see. Do you have an iPhone?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean,
this is my phone.
Cheers to her, dude. That's ballsy.
That is really ballsy, because not a lot of people to, you know, be open.
Well, you know, all these people are always gorgeous.
It's little,
like, perfect on red carpets. And
okay.
whatnot. iPhones flying around the studio.
Oh, she doesn't look that bad. Yeah. She looks, you know.
It's a new trend. Face. The Jersey Shore kids started it, tweeting pictures of themselves with no makeup on. That's when you look pretty.
She really actually doesn't look. She doesn't look that bad, honestly. I mean, she has some blemishes, but she doesn't.
But
look that bad.
I respect that. It's like, mm-hmm. you know what? People look up to you and think you're beautiful and amazing, and you
you're
are.
Real. She's keeping it real.
Keep it real. I love her.
I do too. I love her.
Okay, another, let's see if I can do it as well.
I really, actually,
want us to slide it.
Yeah.
No, the slide won't work. You okay, just
I'm
do
afraid.
It. Just
okay.
do it. It's got the Otterbox.
Oh,
see, I'm not good at throwing. I told you. Okay.
And Us Weekly or Us Magazine, whatever, Matt Lantern and Jessica Lowndes are in like some huge photo shoot. And that magazine, too. It's like some queen recreation.
That's cute.
Gosh. We'll go check that out after. But you know what? I get frustrated with this show because I feel like these are such young, upcoming celebrities. And anytime that I'm looking up news and gossip for any of this show, it's like they're not really... not doing much for us to talk about.
Right.
Well, my Tristan boy, Wilde Austin.
And Dixon, he's like, well, who plays Dixon on the show? He's doing a little bit of music. So that's somewhere he's trying to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, Justin Dealey, Austin, he is filming a movie right now. I don't know what it is, but.
And he's hot.
And he is hot.
He is.
So
he
I do want to see the movie now.
Looking.
I don't even
and
know
then
what it's about.
Again, next week, May 15th, we'll have Michael Steger at the
building.
Hey!
And I won't
Who's
be here
excited? I'm so excited. I can't wait.
That's awesome.
I'm going to have all the questions. Cannot wait.
I just can't imagine if it was Matt that was coming in studio also. Because that's like, when you think of him, you think of Nicolette. Imagine if, yeah, just would have been
if
a thing.
If he was in here, I'd just be like, okay, Matt. What's good?
Just
right?
don't speak. Just sit there.
Yeah, don't talk about Star Wars, okay? Like, just
honey, no.
Yeah, so let's get into predictions because we have a lot to talk about.
Ooh. So Naomi bursts in on the wedding.
I can't believe it. You're after
Buzz. I think that's...
And then you hear crickets.
I think it's so rude for somebody to do that. At least say it beforehand. Yeah. Like,
that's exactly what I'm saying.
So rude. Totally, it's so actually, right.
You agree?
I agree with you.
I love that.
But honestly, like, just say something before. Why do you have to blow up somebody's spot like that? Like, as much as I don't like this Madison chick, I feel bad for her.
I know. Clearly, Naomi is the most beat.
No matter what happens, if somebody, like, no matter who they were, if somebody busted on my wedding and said I object or whatever, the wedding would stop.
Right.
You know what I mean? You don't just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
So that sucks.
I agree.
What else are we seeing scenes from next week?
Honestly, that was just the most important thing. I'm pretty sure that was really all it was. It was the wedding.
Yeah, I think that's it. Was there anything else when we were watching that?
It was really just the wedding.
No, they put the entire focus on the wedding. And then all of them will be there. They'll all be looking good.
Yeah,
they'll all be hooking up. So a little predictability, but, you know.
They'll all be hooking up.
They will all be hooking up.
All be banging. All be looking fly.
I have a question for you guys. Do we miss any of the adults on the show?
I do. No. I totally miss Aunt Becky, you guys.
Oh.
Really? Come on.
Full House.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They can all... I'm okay with it. This is enough drama for me. Yeah. I don't need no...
Mama and daddy
drama.
Okay.
I think occasionally, maybe because Silver is, you know, the sister of Kelly Taylor, you know, for the older 90210 crowd, maybe.
Or to bring Jen back.
Maybe you throw that in, but I mean, outside of that, this cast, they're good, and you follow their stories. We don't need anyone else older.
There is a lot of drama going on already.
Well, thank you guys so much for watching and tuning in again. I'm your host, Nicolette Gaona. You can Twitter me at Nicolette Gaona, GAONA.
And I'm Kaori Take. You can Twitter me at KAORIOUS.
I'm at Roxy Stryer, and I actually just got a tweet from one of our favorite fans, Susie Easton, who said...
This is good.
She thinks that Naomi was going into the wedding and busting in maybe in a dream.
Oh, true. And also a special shout out to Adrian.
That's great.
You're always tweeting at me, at Watchtower Base.
Sorry, I interrupted before you could do your Twitter.
Yeah, at Carmella Mondello.
Woohoo! Yay! Thanks, guys, for watching. See you guys next week.
Bye.
Special guest next week. You want to tune in.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.